Okay, we're starting with the Mishnah on the top of Ayin Hei Omer Aleph. The Mishnah is a little bit of review because it's similar to the sugya that we saw back on the Daf Samachay, Samach Vov, which is Shtei Chatzerot Zu Lifnim Mizu. You have two Chatzerot, two courtyards that are captive one to the other. Irva Hapnimit. So you have an inner courtyard that's captive to the outer courtyard, and then the outer courtyard which exits either into the Mavui, into the Rishut Rabim. So the entrance and egress of the inner courtyard is subject to their ability to walk through the outer courtyard. So if the inner courtyard makes an eruv amongst themselves, velo yirvach chitzona, but the outer courtyard made no eruv, habnimit muteret vachitzona asura, then the inner courtyard's fine. They have their own internal eruv. They have the choice to do that. The outer group didn't make an eruv, so they can't carry in their area. But they have no impact on the inner courtyard. Hachitzona, on the other hand, if the outer courtyard made an eruv, velo hapnimit, but not the inner courtyard, shtehen asurot, then they are both restricted. Both restricted, the inner courtyard because they don't have an eruv, the outer courtyard because the inner courtyard has rights to walk through there. And since the inner courtyard is a surah, it's what we call regel hasura bim koma, that somebody who is a surah in their location, they have impact on someone when they cross through them or traverse them, even not in their location. So since the pnimit is a surah, they impact on the chitzona. Irva, zuda atzma, v'zuda atzma. So if they each independently make an eruv, zu muteret bifnei atzma, v'zu muteret bifnei atzma, then the pnimit has their own eruv and they're fine. And the chitzona has their own eruv and they're fine. They can't carry between them, but each one independently has an eruv and is fine. This is the Divrei Rabbonon, who say, Regel hamuteret bimkoma. If you are mutar in your location, then you don't have impact, even though you can traverse, have rights to traverse another location. On the other hand, Rabbi Akiva, oser achitzona. Rabbi Akiva believes that not only when it's regel hasura bimkoma, even when it's restricted in place, is it problematic, but even if you are not restricted in your place, here you're mutar in the chatzera apnimit. Nevertheless, you impact on the chatzera achitzona. Shadrisa the regal osarta. The fact that they have rights to walk through there is problematic. Irrespective of what they've done internally in their own chatzer, their right to walk through there causes a problem for the chitzona, no matter what. Unless, of course, they make a joint eruv. Chachamim amrim, ein drisa the regal osarta. And the chachamim, who seem to be similar to the Tanakama here, say that the drisa the regal has no impact here because they are muteret. They are okay in their location. Therefore, they have no impact when they go out of their location. Shachach achad min achitzona velo yirev. If one of those from the outer chatzer forgot and didn't put a part of the eruv, didn't join in the eruv, hapnimit muteret v'achitzona asura. Then the pnimit is okay and the chitzona is asura. Min hapnimit velo yirev. If one of those in the inner chatzer forgot to put into the eruv, shtehen asurot. Then he causes a problem for both of them. Because, first of all, he causes a problem for Pnimit, because they don't have an Eruv now. Number two is he causes a problem for the Chitzona, because now it becomes Regel Hasura Bim Koma. He now causes a problem that the Pnimit becomes Hasura Bim Koma. And if that's the case, they impact on the Chitzona now, and they ruin it for the Chitzona. Yeah. So now, they made an Eruv together, and then they placed it in one of the locations. Here, the Mishnah doesn't tell you which Makom Echad it is, but the Gemara will come back and tell us it's the chitzona. That's what the Gemara says. V'shachar chad ben min apnimit, ben min achitzona. If one of the parties forgot to join the eruv, whether he lives on the inner chatzer, whether he lives on the outer chatzer, v'lo yirev shtehen asurot. Then both of them are asurot. So it doesn't matter who forgets here. Whoever forgets causes a problem. If one of the bnei pnimit forgets, then he causes a problem for his own area, plus the chitzona. If one of the bnei chitzona forgets, then he really only causes a problem for the chitzona. But the pnimit's in trouble because the eruv is sitting in the chitzona. So even though the pnimit technically could have separated themselves off and said, we don't want to be with you anymore, they don't have the eruv anymore. The eruv is sitting in the chitzona. So that causes a problem. That's why shtehen asurot. B'mayusha yechidim inin tzirichim li'arev. If you have these two chatzerot, the same setup, except that there's only one party living in the inner chatzer and one party living in the outer chatzer. In that case, they need no eruv at all. The inner chatzer doesn't need an eruv because there's only one party living there. The outer chatzer doesn't require an eruv because there's only one party living there. The right of the inner party to walk through the outer chatzer according to the Chachamim, so we'll have to say the Chachamim and author says, doesn't matter because it's regular muter bimkoma, doesn't affect the area that it traverses. So over here, since they are muteret, he is muteret in the pnimit, he doesn't impact on the chitzonah, that's why you need no eruv here whatsoever. Ki'atar of dimi, amar Rabbi Yanai, zo divrei Rabbi Akiva. This Mishnah is Rabbi Akiva. Tamar, avilu regel hamuteret bimkoma, oseret shalo bimkoma. Even if you have rights to carry within your locus, within your location, you still impact if you have rights to traverse another area, you cause them a problem. Aval chachamim omrim. Just like the regel, who's muteret, if you are muteret where you are, and therefore you don't affect the chitzona, so too, even if you are a surah bimkoma, even if you don't have rights in your own place, you'd have no impact. So now, this is different than the chachamim we've seen until now. The chachamim that we've assumed until now is, if you are muteret in your own location, you have no impact on the other area. If you're a surah in your location, then you do impact the other area. Here, we have a position of the Chachamim being suggested by Rav Dimi, says that it never impacts. Rights to traverse don't impact on the Chatzer at all. Whether you're Muteret or a surah in Yimbim Goma, no impact whatsoever. So this is a different Chachamim than we thought was the position of the Chachamim. Rabbi Akiva is the Shita Tov, same Shita that we saw in the Mishnah, which is Rabbi Akiva says you're always a problem. Rights to traverse cause a problem for whatever chatzer it is, whether you're muteret or asura bimkoma. So Tanan, yirva chitzona velo pnimit. In a case where the outer chatzer made an eruv and the inner one did not, shtehen asurot, they're both problematic. Mani, who's the author of this position? Ilema Rabbi Akiva. If Rabbi Akiva is the author of position, my iria regula asura. Then why was the example a case where the pnimit didn't make an eruv? Because according to him, afilu regel muteret nami. Even if the pnimit had made an eruv, it still would ruin it for the chitzona because they have rights to walk through the chitzona. So then you would have a much better case to make or a chiddush to have in the Mishnah to write the case for Rabbi Akiva. This case seems to be obvious according to Rabbi Akiva. Elav Rabbonon. It must be it's the position of the Rabbonon, and you see that the Rabbonon say that when it's regular surah bimkoma, when the pnimit is a surah, they impact on the chitzona. That's like the chachamim that we saw in the Mishnah, like we thought in the Mishnah, and that's against what Rav Dimi just said. Where it says, lo'olam Rabbi Akiva. Now this is Rabbi Akiva's position. Ah, it's simple for Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva could have given you a bigger chiddush, even if they made an eruv, it wouldn't work. Lo'zu avzu k'tani. It's a literary style of the Mishnah, which says, not only this, but even this. So not only in this case is it problematic, but even in a case where the pnimit made him chatzer, made an eruv, and the outer one made an eruv, they still ruin it for the outer chatzer. It's none. Let's go on to the rest of the Mishnah. Irva zuli atzma, vizula atzma. If they independently made eruvin, zumiter bifne atzma, vizumiter bifne atzma, then each one of them is fine. Taimo di irva. From the Mishnah, it's pretty clear the reason this all works is because they made an eruv. Halo irva, shtehen asurot. If they didn't make an eruv, then they would both of them would be problematic. Vaha haitano, the amar regula muteret eno oseret, regula asura oseret. So then, if you take that piece of our Mishnah, you take the part that's written, and then you take the diuk, or with that which is inferred from it, and what you come out with is a picture like this, which is, if you are muteret in your own location, you have no impact on the other location. If you are a surah in your location, then you do impact the other location. Maniha. Again, who's the author of this position? Ilema Rabbi Akiva. If you want to suggest it's Rabbi Akiva, afilu regel hamuteret nami. Then even if it was muteret that should be problematic, the diuk doesn't work. Elalav rabbonani. It's clear that this is the rabbonan, and the rabbonan do differentiate between whether you are okay in your location and whether you are a surah in your location. Va'od. Mida sefer Rabbi Akiva, reisha lav Rabbi Akiva. And the fact that we have an explicit statement from Rabbi Akiva in the Mishnah makes it sound like the remainder of the Mishnah is not Rabbi Akiva, Reisha Lav Rabbi Akiva. Our Mishnah says Rabbi Akiva Oser. If you have Rabbi Akiva explicitly mentioned in the Mishnah, it makes it sound like until this point it wasn't Rabbi Akiva who was speaking. If that's the case, then the Rabbonon were the authors of that position, which again say that Regula Surah is problematic. Where it says, Kula Rabbi Akiva hi. The whole Mishnah is Rabbi Akiva, Chasure Mechsura. It's missing some words. V'achiktane. Irva zula atzma, vizula atzma. If this one made it an eruv by itself, and this one made it an eruv by itself, zumu ter bifne atzma, zumu ter bifne atzma. Each one of them is fine by itself. B'med dvarim amurim. When is that true? A qualifier. In the Mishnah, she'asta daka. That they put a daka between them. This daka we bumped into before with the staircase when they were passed down into the chatzer, which is, it's some sort of obstacle. Rashi earlier on mentioned that it could be something that's four tefachim off the ground. It's a log. Something on the ground is an obstacle. He mentioned that it was a door frame. Door frame that is 4x4 tefachim. Again, something that's not really passable, not usable as a door, but it's there to show that we are separating ourselves from each other. By doing that, that's fine. Avalo asta daka. If they did make that separation, chitzona asura divrei Rabbi Akiva. Then the other one is asura, and that's divrei Rabbi Akiva. Shir Rabbi Akiva seret chitzona mipnei shedrisa deregelo seret. Because Rabbi Akiva says the outside one is problematic because any right to traverse it causes a problem. Doesn't matter whether you are muter in your makom or whether you are asur in your makom. As long as you can traverse that area, you cause a problem for it. The only way to stop that is to put something there that demarcates or indicates that you're separating from the other party. And that's putting in this daka. If you put in this small door, an obstacle between you, even though in the end you might traverse it and go through there, it's an indication that shows that we really are separate, that we really want to have a differentiation between us. And then we have a statement of the Chachamim, which we have in our Mishnah, but that statement is a definitive statement, which is, the ability to walk through another chatzer does nothing. It doesn't impact, no matter what. Doesn't matter what your status is in your own area, you have no impact on the other chatzer. So then that would be what Rav Dimi is looking for, which is the Chachamim really believe that regla oseret, regla muteret has no impact on the other chatzer. Meiti Rabibi Barbaye, Bemayusha Yechidim, Ein Tzrichim La'areif. The last line in the Mishnah, which says that if individuals own these two areas, then they don't need an Eruv. Ha, Shil Rabim, Tzrichim La'areif. Had it been multiple parties, then you wouldn't need make an Eruv. Alma, Regala Muter Bim Koma, Eina Oseret, Regala Sura Oseret. Pretty clear here. The reason that when they're Yechidim, it doesn't impact is because he's Mutar in his Chatzer, and therefore he doesn't impact the outer Chatzer. If there were to be multiple people, he'd be a sewer in his location, therefore he's going to cause a problem for the outer chatzer. The Gemara leaves it as a good question, and the Gemara says, vote. I have another question. The Gemara is going to just pile them up now and say that it doesn't make sense. Vote. Meitiv Ravina, Shechach Echad Min HaChitzonah B'lo Yireiv. One of the outer parties did not join the Eruv. Hapnimit Muteret V'Chitzonah Asura. The inner one is Mutar, and the outer one is Asura. Shechach Echad Min HaPnimit V'lo Yireiv. If one of the inner parties forgot to join the Eruv, shtehen asurot, they're both asurot. Taima dishachach. The reason that it's asura on the outer party is because he forgot, the pnimit forgot, so now he's asura bim gomai effects the chitzonah. Ha, lo shachach. What happens if he didn't forget? And he did join the Eruv. Shtehen mutarot. Then they both would have been mutar. Alma, regala muteret, eina oseret. It's pretty clear here that if you are a regala muteret bim gomai, then your right to traverse the other chatzir has no impact. Regala asura. If you are problematic in your own location, then your ability to traverse the other chatzer, oseret, causes a problem for them. So it's pretty clear here, we have a position within the Mishnah. Until now we tried to fudge it and say that this position doesn't exist. But now if you look through the Mishnah as a whole, it's pretty clear that the Mishnah has a clear position of the Chachamim, which is that, regala muter bimkoma, if you are permitted in your own location, then you don't impact the outer chatzer just because you have rights to walk through it. On the other hand, if you're a surabim koma, if you're not allowed to carry in your own location, you do impact the outer chatzer. And that's not like what Rav Dimi brings as the position of the chachamim. Ella, kiata Ravin, I'm a Rabbi Yanai. So now when Ravin came, you have the name of Rabbi Yanai. I mentioned this before. Ravin and Rav Dimi do a lot of traveling between Eretz Yisrael and Bavel. And we have many memrot that they bring back from Eretz Yisrael. They're usually quoting someone, an amora from Eretz Yisrael. It's a lot of times Rabbi Yochanan. And many times they have a machloket about what they brought back from Rabbi Yochanan. So here you have Rav Dimi, who first came back with a memra from Rabbi Yanai, saying this was the position of Rabbi Akiva, but the Chachamim believed that it's always okay to traverse the other chatzer without causing a problem. Now you have Ravin coming back with Amar Rabbi Yanai, with another quote from Rabbi Yanai, which is Gimel Machlokot Badavar. There are really three Machlokot Badavar. So he upholds what Rav Dimi says, but he gives perspective to what it was. It wasn't just that that's the position of the Chachamim. That's another position of the Chachamim. There are actually three positions here. Tana Kama Savar, Regala Muteret, Eino Oseret, Regala Asura Oseret. You have the Tana Kama in our Mishnah, who then will become the author of all those positions in the Mishnah that say this. which is that regel and muteret ain't oseret. If you're okay in your own location, your right to traverse another chatzer doesn't impact. Regel asura, if you're problematic in your own location, then your right to traverse the other chatzer causes a problem, oseret. Rabbi Kiva Safar, afilu regel and muteret, oseret. Rabbi Kiva says, a right to traverse is a problem no matter what your status is. Rabbanan Batrai, the Rabbanan Batrai, which is in the Mishnah, which sounded like the Tana Kama. We had the Tana Kama, Rabbi Akiva, and then we had the Chachamim Omrim. So those Chachamim Omrim in the Mishnah is actually a third position. Savre, Kashem Shiregala Muteret, Eno Seret, Kag Regala Sura, Eno Seret. Just like a Regala Muteret, Eno Oseret, just like if you are Mutar in your own location, your right to traverse the other Chatzer has no impact. So too, even if you are problematic in your location, there is no impact from your right to traverse the other location. So now we have, basically through the whole spectrum, we have on either end of the spectrum, Rabbi Kiva thinks a right to traverse a chatzer is always problematic. You have the Chachamim who believe the right to traverse a chatzer has no impact whatsoever. And then you have the Tana Kama, who is the middle position, who says, well, it depends. If you're problematic in your own location, then your right to traverse causes a problem. If you're okay in your own location, then your right to traverse does not have an impact. And that's how we solve this problem, which is that Rav Dimi brought Rabbi Yanai in the name of the Chachamim. The truth is that he's right, that it's reflecting on our Mishnah, but it's not the whole Mishnah. It's the Chachamim in our Mishnah who say the Chachamim Omrim. But there is a Tana Kama who has a differentiated opinion, which is the opinion that we're searching for to all those cases where Regla Muteret is okay and Regla Sura is problematic. Okay, Natnuei Ruvan B'Makom Echad. So we said in the Mishnah, if they put the Eruv jointly together in one location, my makom echad, what is that location? So Amar Yehuda Merav gave this away in the Mishnah, Achitzona. It's the outer chatzer is where they're placing it. Umay karule makom echad. Why do they call it makom echad? Just say chitzona. It's makom miyuchad ushnehem. It's not echad in the sense of one, but sense of unique. That it's the area that is shared by both of them. They both have rights to that chatzer, and that's why they call it makom echad, even though it's speaking about the chatzer achitzona. Tanyan amiyochi. We have a braita that supports this. The new eruvam bachitzona. They put the eruv on the outer one. V'shachach echad. Ben min achitzona, ben min pinimit. Whether he's from the outer chatzer or the inner chatzer and forgot, below he rave, and he didn't join the eruv, shtehen asurot. It all falls apart. Discussed this before. If he's from the outer chatzer, and he forgets, he causes a problem for the outer chatzer. As far as the pinimit is concerned, they could have shut out the chitzona. The problem is that the eruv is sitting in the outer chatzer. So they can't shut out the outer chatzer because then they don't have an eruv in the inner chatzer. As far as the inner person forgetting, he causes a problem because he ruins it for the inside, but he also ruins it for the outside because if you have a regular surah bimkoma, he impacts on the chitzona as well. So no matter who forgets, then it's problematic. Now, new eruv pinimit. On the other hand, if they put the Eruv in the inner chatzer, then, v'shachach echad min ha'pnimit, if someone from the inner chatzer forgets, v'lo yirev, shtehen asurot, then you have both of them be problematic. The pnimit, because they're missing one of their people. The chitzona, because the pnimit has rights to walk through the chitzona. And their rights to walk through the chitzona are going to ruin it for the chitzona, in addition to the fact that the Eruv is sitting in the pnimit. So the chitzona can't break themselves off. Min ha'chitzona, if someone from the outer chatzer forgets when the Eruv is in the pnimit, then, Velo Yirev, and he didn't join in, Shtehen, Asurot, Divi, Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva says they're both problematic now. If the Chitzona forgets, then not only is the Chitzona problematic, even the Pnimit is impacted. Chamim Omrim, Bizo, Pnimit, Muteret, V'Chitzona, Asura. In this case, the Pnimit is fine, and the Chitzona is problematic. The Pnimit is fine because they have the Eruv with them. All their parties join the Eruv. Now their problem is that they granted rights to the Chitzona to come in here through the Eruv. They'll say, we don't want you anymore. Stay in your own location. We didn't bring you into the Eruv to ruin it for us. So basically what they say is achta de dasha. They'll close the door and say, hasta la vista, you guys are over there. We are staying here and we're fine. Chitzona is problematic because one of their guys forgot, plus they don't have an Eruv there, so they're no good. Now, this machlok between Rabbi Kiva and the Chachamim actually impacts something that we saw earlier in Divrei Shmuel. We'll see that in a second. Why did the Rabbanon say that Pnimit is okay here? Because all they do is close the door, and then they utilize the inner chatzer, and they ignore the people from the outside. So Rabbi Akiva Nami, why can't Rabbi Akiva say the same thing? Close the door and let the Pnimit be okay. Amalei Eruv Margila. The problem is that the Eruv was a joint Eruv, and joint Eruv grants rights to the Chitzonah to come into Pnimit. So they can't close the door because the Chitzonah has rights. So Rabbanan Ami Eruv Margila. What about the Rabbanan have that same problem, that they granted rights to the Chitzonah, and they have rights to come in here? Da Amra, because the Chachamim say, Litkune Shittaftich V'lo Li'ivuti. I joined you into the Eruv to make improve my situation, not to ruin my situation. This is a din in agency. It's a din in shlichut. That when you send a shliach, you can say to him, "Litkune shardartich, I sent you to benefit me, but lo leivute, not to ruin it for me." When you make someone an agent, the assumption is that the agent does what you want or better. If the agent does something that's detrimental to you, you say that your agency falls apart. I didn't establish the agency with you. I didn't make you a proxy for me to do the wrong thing. If you do the wrong thing, then I detach. I sever our relationship and you're no longer my agent. So the same thing over here. When they join together in the Eruv, the inner Chatzer is going to say, listen, the only reason we brought you into the Eruv is to improve our situation. To make it that not only can we carry in our area, but we can carry in your area. Now that you messed it up, we don't want you here. We could have carried in our own area without you. We don't need you as a party to carry in our own area. The only reason we brought you in is to improve the situation and carry. If you're going to make the situation worse, we're going to say, we didn't bring you into the party to do that. So they'll say that. So Gemara says, Rabbi Akiva Nami Tema. Why don't you make that same statement according to Rabbi Akiva? Litkune shitafif v'lo leivute. I joined you in to make it better, not to ruin it for me. Zamala mitvalina l'cha rishuti. So you know, Rabbi Akiva says, no, the case is where the outer chatzer is mevatel the rishut to the inner chatzer. Rabbanan ein bitul rishut mechatzer lechatzer. Rabbanan say there is no such thing as bitul rishut mechatzer lechatzer. Now this has important implication. What the Chachamim say is, it's enough to sever the relationship between the outer chatzer and the inner chatzer to simply say, you're causing us a problem here. Bitul rishut does not work here. Since bitul rishut does not work here, the only thing you're going to do is make it worse. You're going to make it asur for us. And since that's the only thing you're going to do, you've ruined basically the agency. We don't want you. We don't want you as a party to the Eruv anymore. We're going to toss you out and it's over. According to Rabbi Akiva, you can be mevatel reshut. And that's exactly what we're going to demand from you. The inner one is a surah until the outer chatzer is mevatel reshut. As soon as they relinquish their rights to come into the inner chatzer is okay. So according to Rabbi Akiva, they can't say, oh, you ruined it for us. Therefore, the agency falls apart because there's an option for them to grant the rights back. And that is what Rabbi Akiva says. The outer chatzer has to be mevatel reshut and grant the rights back to the inner chatzer, and then the inner chatzer is fine. Because then the outer chatzer is gone out of the picture at this point. This came up back in Samach Vav by Shmuel. Rava said in Shmuel's din that when you have a chatzer, zu lifnim mizu, two chatzerot, one captive to the other chatzer, over there you were not allowed to be mevatel reshut. Even in that case, you can't be mevatel reshut except in one out of the four instances. There are four different situations, permutations of what could happen there. We just listed them in the Braita. They put the Eruv in the outer one. They put the Eruv in the inner one. Somebody from the outside forgot. Somebody from the inside forgot. So over there he says, if they put the Eruv in the Chitzonah, then there's nothing to talk about. No matter who forgets, it's problematic, and there's no Bitul Reshut. If they put the Eruv in the Pnimit, and someone from the Pnimit forgets, no Bitul Reshut, it's a problem. The only case he said that Shmuel will allow Bitul Reshut is in a case where they put in the Pnimit, and someone from the Chitzonah forgot. Someone from the Chitzonah forgot, then what do we say? Achdadasha, close the door. And once you close the door, the Pnimit's okay. So what type of Bitul Reshut do you need? The answer is, according to Rabbi Akiva, you need Bitul Reshut. Rashi, back on Samach Vav, says, Rava, when he qualifies the Din of Shmuel, sing this in Divrei Rabbi Akiva. He's singing this in the Rabbi Akiva because Rabbi Akiva is the one who requires Bitul Reshut over here. According to Chachamim, you wouldn't need Bitul Reshut at all. That's what Rashi says back on Daf Samach Vav and Aleph. Tosafot mentions it here as well. So now the Gemara says, let us say now, Lema Shmuel v'Rabbi Yochanan plukta Rabbanan and Rabbi Akiva kamitzligay. We saw back on Samach Vav that Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan argue about the fact whether you're allowed to be mevatel reshut mechatzer lechatzer. That seems to be the core of the machloket here. Rabbi Akiva says you can be mevatel reshut. The outer chatzer can grant their rights back to the inner chatzer. They can be mevatel reshut. Whereas the Chachamim say that they can't. They can't extend. They can't be mevatel reshut. The Shmuel amar kerabbanan. Shmuel's like the Rabbanan, and then aim of atim reshut mechatzer lechatzer. Rabbi Yochanan, damar, Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Yochanan's like Rabbi Akiva, says you can't be mevatel reshut from makom tchum. So I'm a lechach Shmuel. Ana damar, yafilu the Rabbi Akiva. I can even fit into the position of Rabbi Akiva. Ad kan lo kamar Akiva, ha chelu b'shtei chatzerot, zu lifnim mizu, dasrana hadadi. Rekiv only here says that Vitul Rishut works because they're Oser one on the other one. They cause a problem. The case over there is when you have two adjacent chatzerot with a door between them. They don't have to make an Erev between them. They do not have to join together. Can Bitul Rishut work in that case? Shmuel says no. If you remember, Abai said that Shmuel said is then ain Bitul Rishut me chatzer lechatzer. That's only when you have adjacent chatzerot. But if it's Zul, if Nimizu, you can do Bitul Rishut. That's the way Abai. Rova narrowed it down even to a further case that only one out of those four cases in Zul Lifnim Mizu. But Abai says it works in any case of Zul Lifnim Mizu. What Shmuel is saying is Rabbi Akiva's din here is a din in Zul Lifnim Mizu. And it could be either according to Rova or Abai, but that one case, that's where you allow Bitul Rishut. But in general, no Bitul Rishut Mechatzer Lechatzer, where it's optional. Here it's a problem because they cause a problem for each other. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Ana Damri Afilu Rabbanan. Rabbi Yochanan says, I can even fit into the Rabbanan here. Before you were mevatel me, you made a problem for me. Over there, they don't cause a problem for them. I mean that over here, the rabbanan say, forget about the bitul rishut. You're causing a problem for me. I just want to sever our relationship. Forget about you being mevatel rishut. We can solve the problem much easier. Just don't be here. We don't want you here. Sever the agency, and then you won't have a problem. Over there, they can't say that to the adjacent chatzer. They didn't have to be together in a roof. They don't cause a problem. They could have been ma'ariv individually. So therefore, they don't cause a problem for the other party. So if that's the case, they can't say, oh, sever agency over there. There is no agency. They didn't have to be parties together. And over there, you could be mevatel rishut because that is the only solution to the problem. Over here, the other solution to the problem is to dump them out, to knock them out of the eruv, and forget about bitul rishut. Let's just get rid of you so you're not a problem.
Now, David, to your question, if Rabbi Akiva believes you can be mevatel mirishut the rishut, why don't we say that more broadly in all these cases over here? We just had a braita that only said it in one of the four cases. So that actually relates to the Gemara back on Samach Zayin Amud Aleph, where the Gemara actually posed that question to Rava, and he said it's talui in the machloket between Rabbi Lezer and the Chachamim, whether you are mevatel rishut l'kol echad ve'echad, you have to be mevatel rishut to each individual, or you can be mevatel rishut to one as a proxy for the others. And the Gemara there mentioned that Rava believes that this is aliba derabbanon, who believe you have to be mevatel rishut l'kol echad ve'echad, and that creates a problem. In addition, Tosafot notes that there is a distinction here within Rabbi Akiva about bitul rishut. Bitul rishut that we're speaking about over here is a bitul rishut of a lighter form. And that is because the rights that are granted to the chitzonah that they're being mevatel over here are rights that are granted through the eruv. It's only because of the eruv that the chitzonah has any rights to go into the pnimit. Therefore, they can be mevatel rishut. In the reverse case, where it's the pnimit who has rights to walk through the chitzonah, those rights cannot be relinquished in the same manner. That's an inherent right that has nothing to do with the eruv. If you want to do bitul rishut, then that's real bitul rishut mechatzer lechatzer. So if you combine those two things together, both that position that Rova is only speaking the Rabbonon plus Tosafot, you'll understand why Rabbi Akiva only allows bitul rishut in this one instance and not in the other cases of pnimit and chitzonah.
V'im hayu yichidim, if they were individuals. Amar Rabbi Yosef, Tani Rabbi, hayu gimel asurim. Rabbi Yosef says that Rabbi says that if there were three parties here, then they're asurin. Three parties means that one of the chatzirot has two, and the other chatzir has one. In that case, when it was the inner chatzir that had two, and the outer chatzir has one, we understand why there's a problem. Because now, the inner chatzir has two, which they're oseret bimkoma, they cause a problem for each other, and then they ruin it for the chitzonah, because they have rights to walk through it. On the other hand, when you have two on the outer one, and one on the inner one, there it should be fine. The inner one should not have to make an Eruv. He should be fine in his own location. Plus, his walking through the outer one should have no impact. So if they made an Eruv, everything should be fine. Yet, Rav Yosef is quoting in the name of Rabbi here that as long as there are three there, it doesn't matter whether it's two on the inside, two on the outside, there's a problem. The reason being that we don't want them to get confused. If we let them, when there's one on the inside, two on the outside, we say everything's fine, and the inside's fine, and he can walk through, people are going to come to think when it's the opposite way around, it's fine as well, which is when there's one on the outside and two on the inside, that it's fine, and that's not true. In that case, the two on the inside cause a problem for themselves, and they cause a problem for the outer one because they're asura bim koma. So because of that, we just say, anytime there are three parties there, it's over. You have to do an eruv. You have to do something to rectify the problem. Don't listen to Rav Yosef. I was the one who told him this memra, and I said in the name of Rav Adar Ba'ava, I didn't say the name of Rabbi, but rather I said the word Rabim. The reason we have a problem here is whole Rabim bechitzona, because there are multiple parties in the chitzona. So since there are multiple parties in the chitzona, we're afraid that they're going to mix up, again, with that case, mix it up when there are multiple parties on the inside, and that's why it's Asura. I'm Rabbi Yosef, married to Avram, master of Avram, Kosh Baruch Hu, Rabim Barabi Ichalpli. I mixed up the word Rabbi and Rabim. Remember again, Rabbi Yosef fell ill and forgot a lot of his learning. So now here he was remembering, he was going back and he's trying to remember stuff. When he went to remember it, he remembered something about Rabbi or Rabim, and he said Rabbi instead of Rabim. So he quoted as a memra from a Tana, from Rabbi, instead of being an Amora that said it, because the real quote is, Rabbi says it's from Rav Adar Rabbi, it's an Amora. So he quoted as if it was a Bright or a Mishnah, which it wasn't. It was really only a memra d'Amoraim. But that's because he mixed up the word Rabim and Rabbi. And because he made that mix up, he quoted as if it was from a Tana. That's where Rabbi says, no, it's not from a Tana. Rabim is the word, not Rabbi. Shmuel Amar de Olam Mutarot et Shiu Shnaim Pipnimit Vechad Bechitzona. Shmuel doesn't make this gezeira. Shmuel says that if you have two parties on the inside, then you have a problem. Because if you have two parties on the inside and one on the outside, the two on the inside cause each other a problem. And then they also cause the outside a problem because they are Asura Bimkoma. They're going to ruin it for the outer Chatzer. On the other hand, if it's the other way around, we have two on the Chitzona and one on the Pnimit, the one on the Pnimit is fine. He doesn't need an Eruv, nobody's bothering him. And technically, if the outer one made a Eruv, he wouldn't bother them as well, because he's Muteret Bimkoma. Amar Belazar, V'Nachri, Arehu K'Rabim. A Nachri has a status like Rabim. So even though there might be an individual Nachri there, he gains the status of Rabim. Mar says, Maishna Yisrael to Lo Asar. Why, if there's only a single Yisrael there, do you say it's not problematic? So for instance, you have an Yisrael on the inside, on the Pnimit. And he doesn't cause a problem. He's fine in his own location, he's fine in the other location. How come over there we say by the Yisrael it's fine? And then by the Nachri, you're going to say it's problematic. Because you say by the Yisrael to Lo Asar, the Mandu Yodo Yodo. Whoever knows that he's an individual in there knows. They'll understand that he's a singular person, and that's why this whole thing works. And whoever doesn't know whether he's alone or not alone there, he'll think that they made an Eruv, and that's why he's Muteret. They won't know the difference. They'll think there are multiple parties, and they made an Eruv, and that's why he's caring. And that's why the Chitzunah is fine. Nachri, Nami. So why don't you say the same thing by a non-Jew? Amrinan, Diyodo, Yodo. If you know it's a Nachri, then it's a Nachri, and that's why it's not a problem. If he doesn't know a Nachri, Savar Agire Ogar. They'll just assume that they rented it from him. And since they rented it from him, then it's Mutar. So why don't you make the same assumption? By a Jew, we say, if they know what's going on, then fine. If they don't know what's going on, they're just going to assume that there was an Eruv made there and everything's fine. So why don't you say the same thing by the Nachri? By the Nachri, you could just say everything, either they know it's a Nachri and that's why everything's fine, or they're going to say that it's a Nachri, and they rented his location, that's why it's fine. As Rashi points out, the setup in this case is, the Nachri is Bipnimit, Ushnei Yisraelim Bechitzunah. If you only have an individual on the outer Chatzera and a Nachri in the Pnimit, then the Nachri doesn't cause a problem. Because over there, even if the Nachri lived together with Yisrael, he wouldn't cause a problem. For Elazar ben Yaakov, who says one-on-one, it doesn't cause a problem, then certainly if he lives in the Pnimit, the Nachri, and you live in the Chitzunah, then certainly over there he's not going to cause you a problem. So the case here has to be a case where the Nachri is alone on the inner one, and you have two Yisraelim on the outside. There, Rabbi Elazar says that the Nachri causes a problem as if he's a Rabim, as if he is multiple Yisraelim on the inside. Gemara says, I don't understand that. Just like when you have a single Yisrael living in the Pnimit, he doesn't impact. Why should a single Nachri on the inside impact? Whoever knows what the situation is, has the information, knows why it's this way. Whoever doesn't have the information will just assume that they either made an Eruv or they rented his property. Why are you differentiating, Rabbi Elazar, between an Nachri and a Jew? Gemara says, Stam Nachri, Iita de Ogar Mifa Pai. The Gemara has a position here that if an Nachri rents his property to the Jew or gives rights to his property to the Jew in order to allow for the Eruv, Mifa Pai. Mifa Pai means that it bubbles up. Bubbles up means Kali, like people know. It gets around. That's newsworthy. That's newsworthy, and people would have known about it. So you can't make the same assumption. Before we said, well, if somebody, a Jew coming by, sees this area, he'll either think that, or if he knows the information, know that there's an individual Jew on the inside, that's why everything's fine, or he'll think they made an Eruv. He doesn't know, but either of those assumptions is fine, because nothing bad will come out of it. And then by the Nachri, if he comes by there, he'll say, wow, there's a Nachri there. If he knows it's just a single Nachri, and that's all that is there, then he'll know why everything is Mutar. But on the other hand, If he doesn't know it's just a Nachri over there, then there's going to be a problem. He'll say, wait, how come there's nothing going on here? You're going to say, oh, just assume that they rented it from him. If they rented from him, he would have known that information. That information would have gotten out. And the fact that he doesn't know that information, so they're going to start to cause a problem. He's going to think there's an Achri that lives with Jews there. You don't need to rent this property. That could lead to a bad problem. That's why Rabbi Lazar differentiates. And this obviously is in the din of Shmuel, who said that, and then Rabbi Lazar comes to modify on that position and say, the other way around, where it's two Israelim on the outside and one on the Pnimit, that Shmuel only said his din when it's a Jew on the inside. But if it's an Achri on the inside, he causes a problem. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Mar Shmuel, Yud Batim Ze Lifnim Mizeh. If you have 10 houses that are captive to each other, there are 10 houses all in a row. Each house is captive to the other house. So you have an outer house which faces into the chatzer, and then there's a doorway from that house into another house, and from the second house into the third into the fourth, all the way through to the 10th house. So in order to access the 10th house, you'd have to walk through all other 9 houses to get to the 10th house. And then so on and so forth for each other one. There's only one exit from here, and that's on the outer of the 10. Pnimi notenet deruvo v'dayo. The only one who's considered to be a bayit here is the innermost house. The innermost house is considered to be a bayit, and if now when they face the chatzer, he's the only one who has to contribute into the eruv if there are other houses in the chatzer. Because everybody else is considered to be what we call a beit shar, to be an entranceway. All the other 9 houses are an entranceway to the 10th house. So only area that gets a classification as a house is the 10th house. The one that's all the way on the inside. That inner house is the one that is considered a bayit. He has to contribute to the eruv. All the others are just considered entranceways. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Afilu Chitzon. Even the outer house has to give into the eruv. When it says Chitzon, why would the outer house have to give? Beit shar hu. It's just an entranceway. Gemara says, Chitzon shel pnimi. He says the outer one of the inner one. That means the 9th house. The house right before the 10th house also has to contribute. Vamaika Miflegate. What's the machloket over here between Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan? Why does Shmuel say only the 10th house has to contribute? And Rabbi Yochanan says both the 9th and the 10th house have to contribute. Mar Savar Beit Shar Diachid Shmei Beit Shar. Shmuel believes that an entranceway that functions as an entranceway for a single individual is called an entranceway. Until it's an entranceway for multiple parties, it's not considered a Beit Shar. So all the other houses, the first 8 houses, are all considered a Beit Shar because multiple people use them as entranceways. That means house number 9, house number 10, which are the innermost houses, they all utilize the first 8 houses to get to their houses. So that means that those are Beit Shar Shel Rabim. Those are entranceways for multiple parties. Entranceways to multiple parties that everybody agrees do not have to join in the chatzer. Even if someone's living there, they don't have to join into the chatzer because a beit shar doesn't qualify to be a bayit. It's not called a bayit halachically. On the other hand, the 9th house is interesting. For the 10th, the 9th house is a beit shar. It's an entranceway. But that means it's only one individual that it's serving as an entranceway for. The 9th house is an entranceway to the 10th house, and that's it. So Rabbi Yochanan says that's not called a beit shar. When you're just an entranceway for one party, that's not a Beit Shar, so 9 and 10 are considered to be Batim. But for Shmuel, that's enough. The fact that number 10 walks through 9 makes it into a Beit Shar, because even if one individual goes through there, that's called an entranceway. So that's a Machloket. What's the status of number 9? Is number 9 an entranceway because number 10 goes through there? Or is number 9 not an entranceway because only one party goes through number 10, but if not multiple parties? That's a Machloket between Rabbi Yochanan and Shmuel. I'm Rav Nachman, I'm Rav Baravua, I'm Rav. Bet Chatzerot v'gimel Batim b'neihem. You have 2 Chatzerot on either end. 3 houses sit between them. So at each end, on the right side and the left side, you have chatzerot. In the middle, you have 3 houses. The 2 outer houses that face the chatzer, and the middle house is captive to both sides. He can exit from either end. So now what happens? Zeh ba derech zeh, v'noteinei ruvu b'zeh, v'zeh ba derech zeh, v'noteinei ruvu b'zeh. The 2 chatzerot can both place their ruvin in the middle house. Because each of the outer houses is a beit shar, is an entranceway. The middle house of 3 houses. He's a bayit because he doesn't serve as an entranceway for either party. Now the 2 outer houses serve as an entranceway from each chatzer. From the right chatzer, the right house serves an entrance to the middle house. For the left chatzer, the left house serves an entranceway to the middle house. But therefore the chatzer can place their eruv into the middle house, and the right chatzer can place it into the middle house because that is a bayit to both chatzerot. It's a party to both chatzerot, and they can both place their eruvim in there. Zeh nasa beit shar lezeh, lezeh nasa beit shar lezeh.
So each one of them becomes a passageway to each chatzer. I mean, the right house becomes a passageway for the right chatzer. The left house becomes a passageway for an entranceway for the left chatzer. And emtzei avalei bayit sheminichim bo eruv. Ve'en tzarech litein pat. And the middle house becomes the house in which they house the eruv. And if you house the eruv there, you don't have to contribute to the eruv. So the middle house doesn't have to contribute because they're housing the Eruv there. So since both Chatzirot are housing their Eruv there, the middle house doesn't have to do anything. The two outer houses, the right and left houses, don't have to do anything because they're entrance ways. And that's why everybody's okay. Everybody's good in these three houses. Rechava wanted to see if the Chachamim, he wanted to give them a hard question. He gave them a difficult question to Rabbanim. Bet Chatzirot, ubet bantim benehem. This is an interesting case. You have a Chatzir on the right side, a Chatzir on the left side. Between the Chatzerot, only two houses this time. Not three houses, but two houses. Zeh baderach zeh, v'natani ruvu bezeh. The right Chatzer walks through the right house, and then puts their eruv down in the left house. Zeh baderach zeh, v'natani ruvu bezeh. The left Chatzer walked through the left house and placed the eruv in the right house. Kanu eruv olo. Does the eruv work here? Mi shevinu lehu legabe dahai bayit, u legabe hai beit shar. Because now, depending on which chatzer you're looking from, the perspective of the house changes. For the left chatzer, the left house is an entranceway. But for the right chatzer, the left house is the house. That's where they're putting their eruv. On the other hand, the gabei hai, the beit shar, the gabei hai bayit. On the other side, the right chatzer is using the right house as an entranceway to get to the left house. But for the left chatzer, that's where their bayit is. So can you have a single house have both delineations in the halacha? Can it be both considered a bayit for one and a beit shar for the other? They said to him, shneim lo kanu eruv, monafshach. Is that both of them do not work as an eruv, no matter what? E beit shar, mishavit le. Because if you call it an entranceway, then, anotein eruv a beit shar, achsadru mir pesed eno eruv. Someone who puts their eruv into an entranceway or an entrance gate, an achsadra, a gazebo of sorts, a hallway or mir peset, or on a porch, ain't no eruv, because those aren't living spaces. It has to be beit dira in order to have your eruv there. E bayit mishavit le. If you make it into a house, kamatalta le bayit delo ma'ariv le. Then the problem is that, say for instance, the right chatzer. The right chatzer placed their eruv in the left house. So when they place their eruv in the left house, the right house sits in between them. If you're going to classify it as a house, that means that there's a house that sits between them and their eruv. That house is not a party to their eruv, because they just walked through it and put their eruv on the left house. The right house for them was an entranceway. But now, if you're going to call it a house, it causes a problem for them. So if you call it a beit shar, if you call both houses a beit shar, then none of the eruvim work, because you can't put an eruv into a beit shar. That's not called a beit dira. If you call them both houses, then you have a problem, because each chatzer now has a house sitting between it and its eruv, a house that's not party to their eruv. So that causes you a problem. So they say, mimon of shach. Either way you look, you have a problem here, and it doesn't work. So basically what we're saying here is that a single house cannot have two halachic realities to it. You can't have one house both serve as an entranceway and a house at the same time. If you want it to have halachic reality, it has to be one or the other. It either has to be an entranceway or a house. You can't have two parties trying to make it into both a house and an entranceway at the same time. That doesn't work. You can only have one halachic status, not multiple halachic status. My says, is that true? My shnami d'rova, d'amarova. Amru lo l'shnayim, tzei v'arev aleinu. Two people said to an agent, go out and make an eruv for us. L'chedi rev alav mi beljom. For one of the parties, let's call him Ruvain, he put down the eruv when it was still daytime. U'lechadi rev, for Shimon, erala ben ashmashot. He only put his eruv down at twilight. Zeshi rev alav mi beljom. For Ruvain, when he put the eruv down, he put it down during the daytime. Nechali ruvo ben ashmashot. His eruv was consumed by an animal, by somebody, during twilight. And the one who he put down, his eruv was eaten once dark fell. Both of them end up with an eruv. And that's interesting. How could both of them end up with an eruv? Over here we have twilight. Twilight, or ben ashmashot, is either yom, or it's laila, it's day or night. If you classify it as day, then, for the party who put his eruv down during twilight, for Shimon where he put it down during twilight, that's fine, because the eruv was placed there during the day. Once it gets dark, then he's kone as eruv. For Ruvain, it's a big problem. His eruv was put down during the daytime, it was there during Ben Shmashot, but I got to eat it during Ben Shmashot. That means it never lasts until night. It should be a problem.
Or the other way around. If you think twilight, benesh mashot, is night, then for Reuven, he's fine. His neighbor was put down during the day, and then it got eaten, benesh mashot, he's fine. For Shimon, it's a problem now. He only put down the Eruv for Shimon, benesh mashot. Benesh mashot, it's already lively. You can't put an Eruv there at night. You need to put the Eruv mibel adyom. So you can't, how is it possible that both Reuven and Shimon end up with an Eruv over here? If you're talking about benesh mashot, mimanavshach, either it's day or it's night. You gotta pick. How come over here we say you can be both day and night at the same time? In our case, you're saying it can't be a house and an entranceway at the same time. Why? Why can't you do that? Over here, you're creating two halachic realities for the same time. Why can't we say the same thing by us? Why can't a house have two halachic realities? It's a entranceway and a bayit, depending from whose perspective. Rashi thinks over here, just to note, that the Eruv we're speaking about here is Eruv Tchumin. Tosafot thinks the Eruv that we're speaking about here, based on the Rabbeinu Chananel, is an Eruv Chatzerot that he's placing on their behalf. Rashi says it's an Eruv Tchumin, which it does sound like from the Gemara, which we're talking about. Tosafot says it's problematic because of the Gemara later on. The Gemara later on seems to indicate that this is talking about an Eruv Chatzerot. So Gemara says there's a difference. Hotam, Safek Yomama, Safek Leuya, Lo Min Kara Milto. Over there, Benesh Mashot, it's a Safek day or night. Lo Min Kara Milto, nobody really knows, and nobody's going to understand it. So there, if we allow both Eruvin to go through, if we allow both Eruvin to happen, it's not going to then undermine the Gzerot or Takanot Chachamim. People are going to think that the Chachamim is a big joke, because they know Benesh Mashot is this twilight zone, exactly. It's day or night. And therefore, if they, one person calls it day, one calls it night, they'll say, well, it's a Safek, and it's a Safek, and it's Derabanan, and it's Lahakel. We're talking about Eruvin Dera Derabanan. We're talking about a Safek Benesh Mashot. So it's now a Safek in a Derabanan that's a Safek Benesh Mashot. We'll go to Kula. And that will undermine the Takanat Chachamim, because that's something that's plausible to people. People will be able to swallow that. Okay, yeah, maybe it's day, maybe it's night. We were Makil for both of them. Of Hocha, Ilagabe Hai Bayit, Ilagabe Hai Bayit. How can over here it's clear. This house is either a house. If it's a house for one party, it's a house for the other party. Ilagabe Hai Beit Shar, Ilagabe Hai Nami Beit Shar. Or if it's an entranceway, it's gotta be an entranceway for both of them. The house is not a suffix. The house has to take on a designation. That designation has to be one halachic reality or another halachic reality. It can't be two halachic realities. That'll make the whole thing into a joke. It'll make the whole Tachanat Chachamim into a joke. And as Rashi ends at the end, we'll only 10 pedal tzdukim lirdot. And that'll give the tzdukim ammunition to fight against Chachamim. See, the Chachamim do these crazy things. So we don't want that. So here, what we have in conclusion from the Gemara is, when it's ambiguous, when we have like the Benesh Mashot, it's ambiguous, it would give you the flexibility to make it into, it could be day, it could be night. Then over there, we allow you to come up with two contradictory or mutually exclusive piskei halacha, because people won't think of that as being crazy. But when you have a single entity, and now you're going to try to create two mutually exclusive halachic designations, that we do not allow. Because there, it's going to become a joke. Oh, this house is an entranceway. No, it's a house. It's an entranceway. That you can't do. And it's interesting, Rosh Shlomo Zalman Orbach, in a tshuva about Hilchot Sukkah, makes the same type of observation, where two people are trying to use a single area for both of their sukkot in order to make both of their sukkot kasher. And they're both using halachic fictions to make it into a sukkah. Over there, Rav Shlomo Zalman says it doesn't work. You can't have a single area become a halachic fiction for two parties. It can't. If it's a real wall, then both parties can use it and they can utilize it as they want. But here, where the only reason it's a wall or it's a part of your sukkah or makes your sukkah kasher is because of the halachic fiction, that halachic fiction or halachic reality can't be for one party this way and for the other party the other way, because then it becomes a joke and they're mutually exclusive, and that you can't have. It has to be one or the other. It cannot be both. So Rav Shlomo Zalman has some tshuvot with Gabe Sukkah that actually utilize this concept that's mentioned here in the Gemara. Okay, we'll stop over here.